back there or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then, whenever.
So, well, okay. So, yeah. Kayla.
Good.
Is that better? Should I start over? No, I'm kidding. Thanks, Brian. Rookie move in the new year. So, this is a practice that Christians and followers of Jesus have been doing for the last 1,500 years. And it's a practice to transform our lives as followers of Jesus. It doesn't matter what denomination you've been a part of, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, Evangelical, and every other denomination has had this as one of their practices, one of their spiritual disciplines for centuries. So we're going to do that today as a community. I think it's rare that we engage like this in this kind of prayer exercise as a community. Usually I'm up here trying to engage your attention and trying to teach from Scripture, which is great, but this morning, we're going to just take some time and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. So there's a couple different movements within how you read Scripture like this. Typically, you want to set aside 20 to 30 minutes to do this, and you want to spend the first couple minutes just centering your mind on Christ, just releasing distractions. I don't know about you, but the moment I sit here and go, okay, I'm going to pray, what happens? Like just a flood of thoughts come through your head, right? A flood of the to-do list, the things I need to do, the thing I'm worried about, the thing I'm most anxious about. Like all these things come flooding into your mind. And so that first 1 to 2 minutes is just a chance to like just release all that stuff. Just have it float in, okay, great, float back out. The next kind of movement is to read the scripture verses. And as you read, you look for phrases, you look for characters, you look for things that stand out to you as you're reading the text, things that are interesting, things that you're curious about. Then you reflect. And this is an opportunity to notice things about the story or about the passage. Who or what in the story stands out to you? What are you curious about? What strikes you? And then you respond. And that's an opportunity to journal, to process an idea, to talk or listen further with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. And then you rest. You sit and listen for Jesus. It's a time to quietly allow Jesus to do the work in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirit. And if your mind wanders, for the perfectionists out there, that's okay. Just gently bring it back to focus. So the way this is going to work this morning is I'm going to read a text, and typically in Lectio Divina, you read it multiple times. And so I'm going to read it three different times and allow space in between for us to just sit and be. There are notepads spread throughout the pews. There's pens spread throughout the pews. Feel free to take out your phone and read along with the scripture passages or open your notes and take notes. Resist the urge to check on what time the game is today or do some shopping or whatever else you do on your phone during church. We can be honest here. So this is a time for us to just sit and engage with the Holy Spirit and with Scripture. So take a few moments and just relax. Maybe you need to close your eyes. Take a moment to be present. As soon as those thoughts of the to-do list for the day or the thing you got to do this week or the thing that you forgot yesterday, as soon as all that comes into your mind, just let it pass through. Jesus, we offer this time to you. Jesus, as we sit as individuals and as a community, and as we do a little bit of a different exercise today, Jesus, we ask that you meet us here. You're already present, you're already moving, you're already working well before we walk through the doors this morning. So we ask that we become aware of your presence, and aware of how you're leading us, especially as we begin this new year. It's easy to come up with goals and things we want to be and things we want to do, but Jesus, let us spend time with you this morning, allowing you to speak to us, you to form us. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read the passage. The passage today is out of Luke 10, 38 through 42, and it's the story of Mary and Martha and Jesus. And so I'm going to read, and this is the first kind of reading through is just getting to know the passage. And as I read through it, just sitting for a few minutes afterwards and just noticing things about the passage. What stood out to you? What character do you resonate with? Or what character annoys you? Or what do you notice is happening in the passages? So you can read along, or you can close your eyes and just listen. is Jesus and his disciples were on their way. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," Jesus answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Spend a few moments just to reflect on the passage. I did it again. I don't know about you, but when I sit in silence, it takes really an effort to push everything else aside. And there's a compulsion in us that when we're sitting in silence, we have to do something else. So there's a temptation to reach for the phone or let your mind wander or think about this thing or ruminate on this thing over here. And the beauty of this exercise is just to sit and focus and meditate on Scripture. So this next time as I read through it, I want you to spend a little bit more time reflecting. I want you to attempt to put yourself into the story. So imagine yourself as one of the characters. Maybe after the holidays, you were like Martha, that everyone was coming over and you were hosting and you were prepping, and there was a lot of pressure that you had on you as you prepped for all these people coming over because you wanted it to be this beautiful experience for them. And everybody's in the living room watching football, and you need help in the kitchen to get everything ready because you are stressed, right? Or maybe you're like Mary, and you picture yourself just sitting with Jesus, just learning, just listening intently, just giving him your undivided attention. Nothing else is worrying you. Nothing else is bringing you anxiety. Picture yourself as somebody in the story. And imagine what it must have been like to be there with Jesus. Like, what did it smell like in the room? What did it feel like as Jesus was teaching? After this part, feel free to take some notes or jot some things down. But I'll read through it again and give us some time. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister, who was Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Jesus, would you tell her to help me?" "Martha," Jesus answered, "you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, and indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." What character in the story do you resonate with? Or do you notice the most? You know, maybe it's Martha. Maybe going into this new year, you feel distracted. You feel busy. You feel like there's a lot of things that need to be done. Or maybe you feel like Martha and you're sitting there going, man, there's a lot of work to be done. There's people around me that aren't doing their share of work. How do I get them to help? Or maybe you're looking at Mary and you're going, oh man, that would be amazing to sit at the feet of Jesus and just be so focused like that when all the things are happening around me and I really actually should be maybe working. But I really just need to spend this time with Jesus and push all that other stuff back because tomorrow it's another day. And maybe in your goals for the new year, it's to spend more time in prayer and scripture and with Jesus. Or maybe we did this exercise a little bit ago as a staff, and for the first time as I prayed through this story, I sat and the thing that stuck out to me was, I imagined somebody else in the room watching this exchange happen. And maybe as that other person observing and watching this happen, I'm annoyed that Martha is just constantly busy, like ridden with anxiety and just can't sit still. And maybe as that person, I'm going, man, just sit still. Like just everything's ready. Just stop. Or maybe sitting on the sideline, I'm watching this and going, Mary, like you're supposed to be helping Martha. You're leaving your sister out to dry. Like you should be helping her. Why aren't you doing anything? Or maybe sitting on the side, I'm looking at this and watching Jesus handle the situation. And either I'm cheering for him and going, yeah, Jesus, like way to set her straight. Way to focus on the right thing. Or maybe I'm sitting there going, Jesus, like you're supposed to tell her to help her sister. Like maybe I'm looking at Jesus and I'm either encouraged by what he's doing or I'm frustrated by it. So I'll read through one more time and just sit and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Maybe there's something in this story that the Holy Spirit is using this story to form and shape you or point something out to you. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Jesus answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, and indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Let me pray for us. Pastor Megan is going to come up and lead us in a time of communion. So let me pray for us as we prepare for that. Jesus, we thank you for this time to be with you, to meditate on your word, to slowly read, and to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I'd like to invite the worship team to come back as well. Did anyone else feel like the boiler was like a ticking time clock? That was amazing. Made me think about time. And how important it is that in our time, we connect with Jesus. We sit at his feet. Amen. Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so when we come to communion this morning, we come in response to that invitation that Jesus says, come to me. Come to this sacred table, not because you must, but because you may. Come to testify not that you are righteous, but that you sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ and desire to be his true disciple. Come not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Not because you have any claim on the grace of God, but because in your frailty and in your own sin, you stand in constant need of God's mercy and help. Come not to express an opinion, but to seek God's presence and to pray for the Spirit. Let us pray together. Most merciful God, we acknowledge your presence here with us. And Lord, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought and word and deed, in the things that we have done as well as the things that we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in your ways, in your will, to the glory of your name. Amen. This is the good news, that Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May Almighty God have mercy on us, and may the Holy Spirit guide us day by day to walk in step with God's greater purposes for his kingdom. And so, at this point in our service, I'd like to share the words that have been handed down by the Apostle Paul. And so he says, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, Jesus took the loaf of bread and broke it. And Jesus said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And later on in the evening, he took the cup after supper, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat of the bread or drink from the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Here at Renew, our communion is an open table, meaning that if you trust in Jesus, if you are in relationship with him, or if today you want to start relationship with Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are welcome to come to the table. We'll invite you to walk down the center aisle, and then you'll come to the side where our communion team will give you bread and a cup of juice. Wait to take it, return to your seat, and we'll take it all together. And so the table has been prepared for you. If you want to take some time to just be still and come forward whenever you are ready, the worship team will provide some music in the background. And we just invite you to come, just as Jesus said, and partake in communion. The table is set. Amen. Let's take the bread together. And let's drink of the cup together. Amen. We invite you to stand as you are able, as we'll continue on in our time of worship together. Amen.